Chafes, Shu Chafes, and Shabbos continued off. Chav Shun Hei Tov Shun Lamed Zayin, November 4th, 1976, Thursday.
So Tesis is Medayik in the Lashon. As a matter of fact, the Rishash mentions it too. I mean, the Tesis is Medayik in the Lashon. The Ike is Chiyuv Chatos, not the Ike Chiyuv Chatos, but the Ike is Chiyuv Chatos. And even though there is no Isa Deraise, but it's a really Tzoyim in the Rabbanon. So Memele, the Gemara couldn't ask Maishne. And the Gemara doesn't have to resort to Isab de Machshavte. It's simply, it's also because there is a real Itzoy. Alright. So, this is the Pshat and Teis. And then Teis says, Iname. So the first Eretz is that it is, the Gemara's Kashe is in respect to Shtei Yudeis. Bizu Kenegedzu. So then, we understand the Gemara's kasha. But why? But even b'shtei yudeis, it's still difficult for the same reason as the yuda achas. So it's the Teisa says the Gemara couldn't ask kumayishne, even though even in that case it's only osam rabbanon, because with the rabbanon it's a real itzoye. So even b'shtei yudeis. So b'shtei yudeis is not chayev, but with the rabbanon b'shtei yudeis is osam. The answer is, here we have two Rabbanon, so the Mele, the Gemara's Kashi is, it's like it's there. Because if, let's say, I stand here, and I stretch out my hand, Leo Peres, and the Gemara says, and then there is another Chotzer over there, beyond the Rishis HaRabim, the Shtei Yutes. So the Gemara, Rav Nachman says, he's not allowed to drop it in the other Chotzer. The Gemara is the Kashi Umayishne. So you can understand the kasha of the Gemara. It shouldn't be osa, except for on the basis of the special zera. But otherwise, it shouldn't be osa. Why? Because first of all, midrash said there is no itzoy, because it's b'shtei yudeis. Midrabbanon there is itzoy, but when will be osa midrabbanon? If it will be handled by two, so then it will be a real itzoy midrabbanon. Masha'im came here when he puts it down on the floor in the other chotzer, on the ground in the other chotzer, so Mimele, it should be like Exera, so it shouldn't be Osa. So that's the Gemara's Kashe. Umayishne, so the Gemara is a Teretz. Hosom Isav de Machshavte, Hoche Isav de Machshavte. So Mimele is special Exera of Dilma Zinna Achite Shodol Yashazara. And then when Teisves in the second Teret says, "In ame b'diute achas uchagin sheimafzik shom rishus rabbi," so there is another chiddush mentioned that it's osea to drop it in the other chotzer, even if instead of a rishus rabbi intervening between the two chatzeres, a kamalis intervenes. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins to the contrary. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simen Shin Memches. Bamei dvorim amurim, kishehitzio lishus harabim, avol hitzio likarmeles, b'chol gavnim mutar lahachziro, even lechotzer acheretz. Now, the Mogen Avrom is midayik, says something, while it's a chiddush, but it certainly appears from the Roshon HaRambam that he is right. Now, he says, the Mogen Avrom says, that there is a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam in regard to this Gemara of Hoyse Yodim Leo Peres, Vitzio Lachutz Mao, Mao Larzio Lisachotzer, Omle Mutta, Lachotzer Acheres Mao, Omle Yosea. So Rashi explains it that it has reference to the case where his kavone was to be made to the Rishus HaRabim. In other words, he's standing here in the Rishus HaYochid, in the Chotzer, stretches out his hands, and his kavone was to be made here to the Rishus HaRabim. Then he reminded himself, he Shabbos, he cannot. But there is not a Chotzer, a cross. So we say that that lichotzer acheres itzosa. Lichotzer acheres itzosa. Even though his kavone was not to carry it over to the other chotzer, his kavone originally, when he stretched out his hand, lay a peiris, was to drop it on the ground of the Rishus Arab. Still, so we say that lechotzer acheres itzos. Why? So the Gemara has the kasha maishne. So the Gemara gives the teretz. Hosom yisav de machshavte, hoche yisav de machshavte. So Rashi explains it. So niskaim o machshavte, vigozer adil mazim naachite, shodalei lerishus arabi. But the question is, how is it niskaim o machshavte? It's not yisav de machshavte. After all, according to Rashi, so his kavone was to drop it in the Rishus Arabi. So Memele, when we tell him, of course, we tell him you can't drop it in the Rishus Arabi, that goes without saying, but we tell him you can drop it in the Chotzer, across, so it's lo yisav de machshavte. So why does Rashi say the niskaim machshavte because of dil mezim nachite shalu Rishus Arabi? The answer is, it's not completely niskaim machshavte, but partly it's niskaim machshavte. Mashenkin, if we tell him, you cannot drop it in the chotzer across, you have to pull it, you have to pull it back to your own chotzer, then it's l'niskaim machshavte klal. In other words, it's a question of the degree of frustration. In other words, his kavone was to drop it in the Rishus Arabi. Of course, he cannot drop it in the Rishus Arabi. So if we tell him, the only thing that you can do is you have to pull back your hand, so then he'll be completely frustrated. In other words, what did he accomplish? He worked hard, and then he's in the same position as he was before he started working. Mashiach came if we tell him, you cannot drop it in the Rishus Arabi, but you can drop it in the Chotzer across. So then he'll be only a little frustrated, because after all, he did accomplish something. He moved it out from his Chotzer. So it's only, he will not be completely frustrated. So Mimele, there is example. In other words, if we tell him, pull it back, then he'll become so frustrated that he'll forget next time to do such a thing. Mashenkin, if we tell him, in other words, he'll make a compromise. You see, you can drop it in the Rishus Arabim, but you can drop it in the Chotzer across the Rishus Arabim. So he will not be completely frustrated. He did accomplish something. It wasn't a complete flop. So Memele, he might be induced next time to drop it in the Rishus Arabim. This is Rashi. But the Mogavrom says that the Rambam is chayv. The Rambam, so according to Rashi, so the reason as to why it's osir to drop it in the other rishus hayochi is because of a special zera. Dilmezin nachite shodalei rishus harabim, because of a special zera. Mashenkin, in the case where he was mischavim lechatchile. Let's say, suppose here is one chotzer, and he stands in this chotzer, there is a Rishus Arabim, and here there is another chotzer. And he's at the very outset, he was mischaving to drop it in the other chotzer at once, not in the Rishus Arabim. So then, according to Rashi, we don't have to resort to a special gzeira dil mezim nachrite shodel in the Rishus Arabim. Then it will be osir, because of the Nisa de Rabbanon, of Meishit Mishus Ayochi, Mishus Ayochi, the Rishus Arabi. So true, it's the duties, and it's handled by one person, but in the Rabbanon it's also, only Midraise, in other words, the Shteidutes, so there is no Chiv of Meishit, and they are called the tasteless, so even with the achas, if it's not handled by two but by one, it's one by one, so then there is no chiyuv chatos. But with the rabbonon, it certainly constitutes a nisa ritzoe. If he's meishit mishus ayochid, derech mishus arabi, whether it's with the achas, with shtei yutes, and whether it's handled, and even though it's done by one, not handled by two. not on number two. So Memela, then we don't have to this to base it upon the special Gzeira of Yom HaZimra Achite. When do we have to base it upon the special Gzeira of Yom HaZimra Achite, Shadal Rishis Arabim, where his Kavone was to drop it in the Rishis Arabim? So Memela, it's not Itzoye. Why it's not Itzoye? Even, but if he drops it in the other Chotzer, it's still awesome in the Ravonon. The answer is, it will not be Melachas Machsheves. Because his Kavone was to drop it in the Rishis Arabim, and he doesn't drop it in the Rishis Arabim, so it will not be Melachas Machsheves altogether. So why should it be Chotzer to drop it in the other Chotzer? So only on the basis of his special day that Yom HaZimra Achite. But if his Kavone at the very outset was, if Iskavone at the very outset was to drop it in the other chotzer across, so then it's also because of the Anisar Meshit Meshisayochim. Derech Rishisarabim, so it's an awesome Yisrael Rabbon. Even Bishteikit. Now let's see the Lashon HaRambam. פרק ג' מחשבס הלוך רחוק שוכח הוא כמו שאת יודע ואם לא יהיה פרץ ויציאו מחוץ הזו להכניסו לחוץ אשר בציאו וניסקה קדם שיחניץ והרי יודו יפלויו באוויר רשוס הרבים מותר להחזיר או אילו בחצר איפית בשני אבל להכניסו לאיס החוץ הרשניו עושה so the Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam emphasizes שוכח הוא פושט יודע ואם לא יהיה פרץ ויציאו מחוץ הזו להכניסו לחוץ אשר בצידו. Not as Rashi explains it, applies the Gemara to a case where his kavone was to be made מחוץ להכניסו לשס רבים. And then he reminded himself. No, the Rambam applies the Gemara of Rav Nachman to the case where at the very outset his kavone was to be מכניס to לחוץ אשר בצידו. ונזכה קדם שיחניס. והרי יודי פלויו בעבר לשס רבים. באבר משיס הרבי מותר להחזיר אילוב לחצר אבל להכניסו לאיסי החוצר השני או עושה כדי שלא יעשה מחשבתי שחושב בשעסגוב ונאצי עוד במאיזי So in other words, the Mogavrom says that according to the Rambam, when does Rav Nachman say that Lechotzer Acheres is Oseh, if that was Kavone at the very out, Masha'im came in the case where his Kavone was to be Machnis at Lechotzer Acheres, then he reminded himself, so, and he asks, can I Lechol Apoches now drop it in the Chotzer across, in the Chotzer, in the other Chotzer, the Chotzer Bitzido? So then we tell him it's muta. Why is it muta in such a case? Why is it muta? So when does the Rambam say Avlach Nisole Seachotzrashni Osea? So he says Kidishlo Yase Machshavti Shechosa Bishas Gogo. So according to the Rambam, it's not when the Gemara says Isab de Machshavti, it's not a new gzeire. In other words, since his kavone was at the very outset to do that, so it's a melachas machsheves. Of course, it's not a melachas raise. It's not a melachas raise. Why isn't it a melachas raise? So if the Rambam has reference to the case where it's b'shteit yutes, then it's not a melachas raise because b'shteit yutes, there is no chiyuv of meish. There is no chiyuv of meish. But if the Rambam but the Lashon HaRambam is Shochachu Poshat Yodei Vimloyo Peretz Veitzio Mechotza Zu Lachniso Lechotza Shebitzino. Now the Rambam was a big daiken, a terrific daiken. So he said, if the Rambam had reference to the case of Shtei Yutes, so what expression should he use? ויציאו מחוץ הזו להכניסו לחוץ השכנגדו שתי דיוטה שכנגדו ויציאו means on the same side ויציאו it means on the same side ויציאו so in other words so that means even by even if it is by sometimes the Rambam is reference even to the case where it's B'yuta Achas. Now with B'yuta Achas, so then there should be an Issa D'Raisa, but according to the case of Shita, there is no Issa D'Raisa anyway. Why? Because when is there an Issa D'Raisa B'yuta Achas, Mishmishayochad Hashem Rabbim, when it's done by two? True, the Rambam doesn't mention that, but that doesn't mean that the Rambam is Chelik HaTesis. After all, Tesis mentions in Yerushalm. Tesis mentions in Yerushalm. So in Melech, according to the Rambam, why is it Osea? Simply on the basis of the Issa, of the general Issa D'Rabbanon, of Meishit, Mishmishayochad Hashem Rabbim, there is no Issa D'Raisa, but a Issa D'Rabbanon there is, and it is in Melech HaMachshavos. Masha'im came in the case where his kavone was to drop it in the Rishus Rabbim. If we tell him, no, Rishus Rabbim not, but you do it in the Chota Shevitzido. So the Mugavrom says, according to the Rambam, then it will be muta. Because according to the Rambam, there is no special gzeire. Dilmezim la'achit eshanu Rishus Rabbim. And as far as the Yisad Rabbonon of Meishit, Rishus Ayochid, Erech Rishus Rabbim, when it's done by one person, not by two, there should be an Issa D'Rabbanon. So we tell him no. We say no. There is no Issa D'Rabbanon because it's not in Melechus Machshavos. It's not in Melechus Machshavos. So, but any Melocha that is not in Melechus Machshavos is still also in D'Rabbanon. V'oraye, Dovashim Mischavim. So Teisa says that even according to Rabbi Yudeh, who says in Kol HaTorah Kula Dovashim Mischavim Mischayev, but by Shabbos he's potter if he walks on grass and it walks out fast. Why? Because it's not in Melechus Machshavos. So it's only Yosam D'Rabbanon. But Midraisa is potter. Why? Because it's not in Melechus Machshavos. Still Midrabbanon, it's Osa. So we see from that whenever a certain Meloch, Midraisa, is not in Melechus Machshavos, so Midrabbanon, it's Osa. So here too, it should be Osa Midrabbanon. Even if his Kavone was at the very outset to drop it in the Rishus Rabbim. So it should not be allowed even to drop it in the Chotzer Shevitzido or Chotzer Shekenegdo, even though there is no Issa D'Raisa. There is no Issa D'Raisa on account of the fact that it's done by one person, it's not handled by two. But in Issa D'Rabbanon there should be. So the answer is just as Teisa says in one Moshin Iksudas. I mention it. Teisa says that according to Rabbi Yudeh, the Dovashen Mischavim is in Kolatir Kulachayev. And the one who knows that he's chayev in fast pace and he tears out hair, so he's chayev malchus. Even though he has roi, so he's chayev malchus. And but by Shabbos, if he walks on grass and it walks out grass, so he's potter, because it's not Melechus Machshavos. But with Rabbonon, it's also Masha'im kin nishvu, so Dovashen Mischavim, according to Rabbi Yudeh, would be mutar lechatchile. So the same thing is true here. In as much as there is no Issa D'Raisa. Why isn't there an Issa D'Raisa even if it's done with Yuta Achas? Because it's done by one, it's not handled by two. It's not done. But with Rabbonon, it's Osea. So in the case where his Kavone at the very outset was to drop it in the Rishus Rabbim, so then if instead of dropping it in the Rishus Rabbim, he'll drop it on the ground of the Chota Shevitzido, so it will not be a Melechus Machshavos. It's not being Melechus Machshavos, just like Nischavim Lizrei Ches Vizorak Dalet. So then everybody agrees that he's potter. It's not Melechus Machshavos. It's not Melechus Machshavos. And since even if it had been Melechus Machshavos, it would only be an Issa D'Rabbanon. So in the case where it's not Melechus Machshavos, so it's muter even with Rabbanon. So that's why from the Rambam it's mashma. I mean, the Mogen Avrom doesn't say all this, but he does say. He says, "Horambam kosav didafki kishol yisikav nosim itchilu yitzio lechotzer ahu osa lachmisol yishom kini shniskamu machshavki shechosav yishazgoko avu birashem mashma afu nischavu yitzio leshusarabim osa leishito lechotzer acheres lichayshimon dilazim lachim yishom leshusarab." Anyway, so in other words, so it follows in view of the fact that the Rambam uses the lashon lachmisol lechotzer shebitzido, not lechotzer shekenegdo. But the Chotzer Shevitzido, so in other words, that implies that he has reference even to a case where he's with Yuta Achas. So he implies, as the Mogen Avrom points out, that only if his Kavone was at the very outset to drop it in the Chotzer Shevitzido. But if his Kavone at the very outset was to drop it on the ground of the Rishus Rabbim, then it's muta to drop it on the ground of the Chotzer Shevitzido. So then we have to say that the Rambam agrees with what Teisa says, that that when is there a chiyuv that I say a chiyuv chatos, meishit mishis ayoch, mishis ayochi derech, mishis arabim, b'gim ta'achas, only when it's handled by two, not when it's done by one. That's Yerushalom. However, Rashi in Erev, Daf Lamed Gimel, Rashi in Erev, Daf Lamed Gimel, Omed Aleh, Dere Dibor Amasko, Kisharabim Nechatu, על נטייה סנאי שחוץ לדלת המסור הנמוך המיוד דהבר יש הסרבים כדאו לה תהיו את הזרפנס וקייס הוא הלף דהירב דחלה let's say he left it on the tree all right so he says וכי מייסר אלה מיילו מעשור דרך אביב או שום נטייה איבר בעבר יש הסרבים וקיים אלון בימי שיתנו שסיוכי ושסיוכי דבר עבר יש הסעי רבים אפילו מיילו מיוד חי and here we're not dealing with the case where there are two people just one person, and still he says it's chayim. So we see that Rashi is chayim on Teisus. On Teisus Shita Dav Gimel. Now what Teisus Shita Dav Gimel is that when is Meishit, Mishayochit, Derech Shusarabi, B'gitachas chayim only when it's handled by two. But when it's handled by one, so he's poter, because it's a special chayim. What's the special chayim? Because Shekacho is Avdei Salvi. So, it's not on the basis of Svara. On the basis of Svara, we couldn't distinguish between Yuta Achas and Shtei Yuta. So it's a special aloche. It's a special aloche. So Memelech, that special aloche applies only to a special situation, the way it existed in the Mishkan, the way it prevailed in the Mishkan. And then the Mishkan, so there are two Levim, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven was Meshiti Keresh, from one Agole to the other Agole, and then Shimon was Mikave. But Rashi is chayav. Rashi is chayav. Now, but, alright, Rashi is not Meshubet Yishitas HaTeisves, but Teisves mentions in Yerushalme, Teisves mentions in Yerushalme, that Yerushalme says, Uveshalme Perik HaZirik, Ahod Itnan, Shtei Gzuz Troyit Mishus Arabim, Mo Yishtim, Yitachas HaMishit Chayav, Omer Rav Chome Bishim Rav Mashe, Uvubad Al Yudbeis, Uporim Bechol Asar, Amret Beish Yosu Pturim, Vichan Amret Chayovit, ומשנה שככה יישא אבי לסלבים זו אבניר על הרידי במי שתאין זה איקיה וזה מניח על המי שיתוס הקרב הנוח ולקשו לבי ירושלמי על המה שאין מחייב מי שית אלו כשחבר המקב ומיודד אבל אם המי שית מניחה על רשוס היוחד אחר יספוטה ובכל מוקר על בחבר יפוטה תפייד כי מי שעשו וכאן אני מסחי ועוד החבר so we said when we learned that it's less that obviously according to taste less So when we say that Meshit Meshit Hayochid Meshit Hayochid Derech Meshit Arabi is Chayev Shachtin Hoitza Avid Es Alvi so it's only Chayev if there are two so what does it mean? Only if the Mikabel is a passive the recipient of the Chayfetz is passive not if he's active not if he's active because the Gemara says Dafei Yom Dalet Dalet Zora The Gemara says, Omar Abobin, Omar Rabeloi, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Omar Dimkeni Vikibu Chayev, Oka Dimkeni Vikibu Potter. So if two individuals, Reuven and Shimon, play ball on Shabbos, and then Reuven throws the ball, and Shimon is just a passive Mikabel of the ball, so then Reuven is Chayev. But if Shimon grabs the ball from the Avir, so then both are Pturim, because then Shnayim Shosu. But if Reuven is if Shimon is a passive recipient, then Shimon fulfills the role of Maisei Tzabe Ba'alme is like a shell. So, but if he active, if he grabs it from the Avir, so then they both do the Meloche, so both up to it. So Memele, so according to Teisves, when is Meishit, Mishisayochi, Derech, Mishisarabim, Chayev, only when the Mikabel is a passive recipient. But we have to say that in order to explain Rashi Shita, so it shouldn't be said seven of Shalman. Now we see that Rashi Shita is that even if one person does it, then he shot it, so he's chayev. So what's the pshat in Yerushalmi? So we have to say that according to the Rashi, the pshat in Yerushalmi is something else. So the Yerushalmi is the kasha like this. Rashi Shita is that Meshit Mishayochi Derech Yishus Arabim is Chayef even if one person does it. But there is a special halach that exerts Akosuf Shekin Hishavim Salvim that even if it's handled by two so it's also Chayef. even if it's handled by two, so he's also chayev. So what does it mean he's also chayev? Who is chayev? The Nesein or the Mikave? So in other words, both are chayev. Both are chayev. So that's a special drasakosu. So that even if it's all coming came, the kibeyu is so they are both chayev. So in other words, the general rule in regard to it so is omadim came with kibeyu is chayev. Okamim came with kibeyu is poter. But here there's the yoshal miskashi. Now, in other words, because it goes without saying that. Meishik mishayochi mishayochi derech shizarabim when it's handled by two, so it's chayev. So the Roshal Mesikashi, and it's chayev, and according to Rashi, so it's chayev even if the Mikabel is active. Not only if the Mikabel is passive. If the Mikabel is passive, so then the main thing is chayev and the Mikabel is potter because he doesn't do anything. He's a Maisi Sabe Baalme. But even if the Mikabel is active, let's say Reuven and Shimon. Reuven gives a tape and Shimon takes a hold of it. So and he accepts it. So in the other chotzer. So the melee, so both are chayev. So the Yerushalmi Miskashi is Omar, Bichol Asar Amret Beisho Asur Ptum. If both are active, so it's Ptumim. And here, even though the Nates and enemy Kabbal are both active, so by Meishik Mishayoch Mishayoch Eder Shaz Rabi Mishayet Kan Chayam Umshane Shekach Huitav Yisodim. So in other words, so that's a special Gzeras HaKosah. That's a special Gzeras HaKosah. So Memeila the Yerushalmi is not Tzeis HaShitas Asher. But anyway, this is what I want to point out, that Tzeis HaShite, that Meishik Mishayoch Mishayoch Eder Shaz Rabi Mizom Lechayet when it's handled by two, so not only the Shem Megulim the Rashi that one the Dimon Erevim is Chayot. Now, in regard to this Abai of Hei Soyodim Lo Yoperes, this question, Hei Soyodim Lo Yoperes, V'yitzio Lechutz, so whether he's allowed to be Marzi or not. So there are several Shittas Rishim. Several Shittas Rishim. Actually, there are four main Shittas. One Shitta is the Shitta of Rashi and the Rambam, that Hei Soyodim Lo Yoperes, Hei Soyodim Lo Yoperes. So then, so to pull it back to the same chotzer, to the Eise chotzer, so it's oser. It's oser. Be made to pull it back, the Eise chotzer. Only the Sheik it's muta, according to the Rambam and Rashi. Only the Sheik it's muta to pull back the Eise chotzer. But the Meizi, it's oser to pull back. Not only is it osea if he stretched out his arm, maybe gay, but even if he stretched out his arm, Mr. Hashecho, it's still osea. Be amazing, it's still osea to pull back his arm. Why? Because of Iknas. And how, even though we pass him that he tirulei or day so, Kinu Shiovil is a skile, but here is different because of the day, it's a certainty. The consummation of the Meloche is a certainty. Mashenkin here, it's not a certainty, it's only a possibility. So we tell him, you can't pull back your hand, but of course you certainly cannot drop it on the ground, and you have to keep your hand suspended that way for the duration of the Shabbos. And that's the Shite of Rashi and the Rambam. Now the Shite of the Rosh and the Shite of Teisves, according to what the Ram mentions, is that the Psak Alochi, as we explained it, was Shia. So that if it is b'sheigeg, so he's allowed to pull it back leisachot. And b'meizi, so if he stretched it out, b'beitein, so he's not allowed. But if he stretched it out, m'shechasheichot b'meizi, so because k'di sheli yovei, with the chiyuv skile, in order to prevent the consummation of the meloche, so the chachomim won't matter. Alright. So, even though the Gemara Teitzves is Geireis, the Hashbon Teitzves is Geireis, Leilom Loitifshei, but then there are Adolishenes, and the Adolishenes do not say Leilom Loitifshei. So the Pshat in the Adolishenes is, as we said last time, that we can be patient. We can be patient that it will end your days. Alright. So, So in other words, so the shita of the Rosh and Tetzves, as the Ram mentions, is that he makes it Mishachasheicho, so he's allowed to pull it back in order that he shouldn't become involved in the Meloche Derais. Then there are two moshes. The Miri Shita is that if it is Mishachasheicho, he's not allowed to pull it back. If he pulled out his arm, Mishachasheicho b'mezi, he's not allowed to pull it back. In other words, and it's not analogous to Rivia Sapas, because by Rivia Sapas, the consummation of the Moch is a certainty. Here, it's not a certainty. Mashein came if he stretched out his arm, b'mezi. Mibidein, then he is allowed. So what would you say? That the Miri paskens like the Loshin, the first Loshin in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Tifshei, the Lo Yitiru. So the Gemara says, that's the first Loshin. Holy Kashi, the Tifshei. No. Because the Pshat in the Tifshei, in the first Loshin, the Tifshei is, Tifshei, that Lo Yitiru Le Beisa. But the Gemara says, in the Maskone Yitiru Le Beisa. Tifshei Yom Yisaskele. So how can the Gemara pass through not like the Maskone of the Gemara? So it's not on the basis that he passes like the first motion, holy kasher v'tifshei, holy kasher v'tifshei. So how is it that the Miri passes that mamish the same way that if he stretched it out b'mezi mishibidayim, so he's allowed to pull it back. But if he stretched it out mishachasheicho, so he's not allowed. So obviously the Miri is chilek on Tetzves, you see, because when the Gemara says boy is saying more leilam loikish tifshei, the loikash can be shaking, can be raised. So Tetzves says umayram bidei. But the Miri will explain this boy is saying leilam loikish loikash can be shaking, can be raised, and be raised. You're not allowed to pull it back. That is only Mishachasheich, Mashein Kei, Mibedyein. So then, even Bimezit, you're allowed to pull it back. This is how the Miri explains the Gemara. So that's the third Shita of the Miri. Now then, the fourth Shita is the Shita of the Ritva, I mean the real Ritva, not the so-called Ritva. So the Ritva says, apparently he explained Rav Nachman, that what Rav Nachman said, Hoyso yodim li apiris, veyitzir lechutz, mau la'arzir ole isachotza, omo imuta, lechotza acheres, mau omo liyosa. So all the Rishayim say that Rav Nachman had reference to Shemit, but the Mezi, so even le isachotza litzosa. This is how all the Rishayim explain. But the Ritva is Chidushin, he is Chemit, and now the Rishayim. And he says that Rav Nachman has reference to Mezi. So Mimele, Rav Nachman says that Leisechotzer, he is muter even b'meizi. Bein b'yei, bein mishachasheicho. So the Ritva is the biggest maker. He's the biggest maker. In other words, he is mater. Bein b'yei, bein mishachasheicho. To pull back his arm, Leisechotzer. Okay. Yes?
The Miri brings two, if we're talking
that's right. The Miri mentions two days. In other words, or this being that it is there is something else strange in the Miri. Mazing that Larzio et Slayosa. Kins in a iso, would he yoday puyo be medes at the texture. They lock a shemianiach yoga in the skill. She called Shabalibike, Neachle Larzio. Al kochein mishyavu is a skill. In other words, because it's within his power, il chodomo eim etek lechotzim, it will be hard for him, uncomfortable. But he can do it. Vidomo zep yashuv, dele aposkim v'amchapelim, afilu bilmailo nasom. Al kilu mailo nasom. V'habim miposhim kosvu davke limata nasom. Holy mailo muta. V'afilu heitzio v'meitzim. In other words, when the Gemara says kan b'shevi kan b'nezi, so does Gemara have reference? Does Gemara have reference dafke b'maylo me'ah? That this dafke le'mato me'asor. So b'mezi kitzosa to be ma'asya. But b'maylo me'asor it's muter. Or the Gemara has reference in b'maylo me'asor. So there are 2 days. So he says having foshim kosvu dafke le'mato me'asor. Holy Milo Mutea Vasil Itziomit. Alright, to Mikomok in Koche Itziom Bidyein is Mutal Azilo Etzlei. A Mazichem Bidyein, Homo Mishgoga Shabbat. Alright. Then there is a certain expression. Alright, so it's a Machlika Vishen. The other Vishenis of the Gemara, do they have reference Dafke the Matamasor? Or it has reference even the Milo Masor? Yes.
Does it have to whether this Knas needs a how or not?
Maybe like maybe one second. Now then, the Miri has a very strange washing here. So he says, Lomadito, Sheyodi Shalodom Nideno Kikamo. According to Tetzves and Rashi, so the Maskone of all the Gemoras except the very first Oikimte of the Gemoras. So when the Gemoras says, Kam Limato Maso, tell me my own soul. So in other words, according to that the Kinte, we appreciate that in the Abaye of Abaye, that Yodish Amodom is Kikamo. Masha'ink in the other Kinte. So are based upon the premise, according to Tetzves and according to Rashi, they are based upon the premise that Yodish Amodom is not Kikamo. Because if Yodish Amodom is Kikamo, it doesn't make any difference, as Tetzves points out, whether it is all these distinctions according to Rashi and Tetzves are based upon the assumption that Yodei Shalodom is not Kshuva Kikamos. So, but Mitzat Knas, we should ask him to prove that. So then we say there is a difference. Shege, Meizi, Begeim, Shashaycho. But if it's Kikamoe, so then it's all there. In all situations. However, so that words are according to most Rishenim. To most Rishenim. Except for the very first Ikimte of the Gemore, the other Ikimtes of the Gemore are based upon the assumption that Yodei Shalodom Meilach Shuvah Kikamoe. But the Miri, after mentioning all the other Ikimtes, the distinguished between Shegeit, Meitin, Begein, Chashecho, so he says, Holomadito, from all these Ikimtes, you see that Yodei Shalodom Nidene Kikamo. So the question arises, Morepshech, if that is the basic premise of all the Ikimtes, so why do these Ikimtes distinguish between Chashecho and Begein, Shegeit, Meitin? It's calmless! So as I said last time, now, if it's calmless, so that it means that the hand itself is the hand of the person who stands in the chotzer in Rishus HaYochid and it's stretched out in the Rishus HaRabim, so that hand in itself has the status of the calmless. So, mainly the pay rates in that hand are munach. So, when he pulls it back, so he's AK from one Rishus, the calmless, and then he brings it back to the Rishus HaYochid, so he's mating, in effect. He's meitzi. We come with the shayochet, so it certainly should be also. Even if it's b'shegek, and even if it's b'gein. What is b'gein? The initiation took place in b'gein. The initial act of pulling it out, stretching it out, so it took place in b'gein. But when he pulls it back, then it's already chasheicho. So it should be also. So how can the Miri say, holomadito, that shayodish olden the kekamos are the contrary? So we have to say that the Miri, now we saw that there is a machlekes reshenim between Rashi and Derach Now, when a person stands, let's say, in the Rishon HaYochid and stretches out his hand in the Rishon HaRabbi, so it's not considered, so the hand is not considered munach in the Rishon HaYochid or in the Rishon HaRabbi. So it's not considered, if I stand in the Rishon HaYochid, I stretch out my hand with the chepetz in the Rishon HaRabbi, so the chepetz is not considered munach in the Rishon. So of course, it's not considered munach in the Rishus HaYochid, because it actually has five space in the Rishus HaRab. So it's not considered munach in the Rishus HaYochid. Why isn't it considered munach in the Rishus HaRab? At all, it does occupy space in the Rishus HaRab. So either because, according to Rashi, when the hand and the goof are in two separate Rishus, so then it's that even though the hand does occupy space in the Rishus HaRab, so it's not considered munach on the Kalka of Rishus HaRabbi. Or, as the Rach says, because Yodei was a gufik. So because of that, it's not considered munach in the Rishus HaRabbi, because it's ogut to the Rishus HaYochid, to the guf. And the guf stands in the Rishus HaYochid. So in Mele, the Rishus holds that even if we say that Yodei Shel Odom is Nidin is Kikamoles, so he stealeth in order to be osa, to pull back his hand that is meyoperes, we must resort to a knas. And why do we have to resort to a knas at all? If Yodei Shel Odom is Nidunes Kikamoles, so that means when I stretch out my hand into the Shizarabi, my stand is a Yochid, so that's munach in my hand, and my hand is Kikamoles. So it's a munach in the Kamoles, but it's still according to the Rach Shite. According to Rav Shite, it was Gilson. So in other words, it's all good. Yodei was a gufik there. So Memele, that means that it's all good to the Rishus HaYochid. And if it's all good to the Rishus HaYochid, it's not considered completely munach in the hand. Even though the hand that of the person who stands in the Rishus HaYochid and that occupies space in the Rishus HaRabbi, so that hand has a status of a kam. Fine. But it's still all good. To the goof, is in the Rishus HaYochid. So Memele, since it's all good, according to the Rach Shite, so Memele, it's not considered completely munach in the hand. The hand is the kamlas. So the hand can be considered like the karka of the kamlas. Fine. But it's all good to the goof. So Memele, it is munach in the kamlas, and it's not munach. It's partly munach. It's like a chifet. That will be lying like this. Suppose, you see, there is an omut that stands in the Rishus HaRab, and here is the Rishus HaYochid, and I put the chifetz on the omut, and part of the chifetz protrudes in the avir of the Rishus HaYochid. So mainly it's not munach completely on the omut, because part of the chifetz is in the Rishus HaYochid. So it's not completely munach. So here too, the hand is a kamelis. And the chifetz is munach in the hand, in the kamelis. But it's still all good to go. So it's partly munach in the kamelis. It's not completely noch in the kamelis. Because your day was a good maker. So even after the takone of Chazal, that the yad, shalom ha'imi b'yoshis ha'yochim, Upshutam Rishus HaRabbi, that yad has the status of a kamel, it's fine. It has the status of a kamel. But it's not completely munach. It's not completely munach in the kamel. In other words, like an omud Rishus HaRabbi. So that is set up in the Rishus HaRabbi. It's not Rabbi Mechatin Olofi. Rabbi Mechatin Olofi says it in the Rishus HaRabbi. But if it's Kaveya Gumel, and it's Dalet al Dalet that omud, it's not Rabbi Mechatin Olofi. So it has the status of a kamelis. Suppose, and then here's the borderline between the Rishus HaYochid. This is the omud. Then I put the chifetz on that omud. So part of the chifetz protrudes in the Rishus HaYochid. Would you consider the chifetz completely munach in the kamelis? No. Part of the chifetz occupies space in the Rishus HaYochid. So here too, since Yodei was a gufik, even. Why? Because when is a toseya to be made in Roshus Roshus? If I am made in Mokinoch, but here on account of the concept of Yodik was a group integrated, so I'm not made in Mokinoch. Since I'm not made in Mokinoch, so it shouldn't be Osa Midarabonon. It shouldn't even be Osa Midarabonon. Had it been noch partly in the Rishus Arabim, so then, and even though it's not completely noch, only partly noch, it would be also the Rabbanon to be made without recourse to Knas. But since it's only partly noch in the Kamales, because Yodish Rodon is Kamales, and it's not completely noch, so Mimele, it shouldn't be even be also the Rabbanon. But as a Knas, we can ask it. So the question is, Monefshech, if the Chachomim felt that they had to cancel, so Mimele, why did they have to resort to the takone of making it as a kamales? The answer is because of this concept, because a takone chachomim should make sense not only from the point of view of the why, but it should make sense also from the point of view of the how. So Mimele, because the knas, that's the why. This supplies the why. And the how, so supplies the how. All right.
Why should he not go on to the mirror?
What is that?
But why should he not go on to the mirror? I mean, the washing and the mirror that.
Yeah, these are the other two lishenes, you see.
All right.
And no, and I didn't say that. But the two lishenes, whether it's only osel la'arzi or lematam yud, but lemaylam yud. It's muter. So if we say in Chaname that you can explain it in connection with this child. So if we say that it's a pure knas and it's not based upon the fact that Yodish Avodom has a din of kamales, so mimele, so even lemaila miyut, because the same knas, you see. Mashenke, if we say that it has to be based upon the takone that it has a status of a kamales, so mimele. Otherwise, so even though there is a very good reason from the point of view of the why we should counsel him, so, but we couldn't do it, because it has to be reasonable from the point of view of the how. So mimele, so it's only because the Chachomim made it a kone that it has a din of a kamales. So mimele, when can we say that it has a status of a kamales if it is lematomit? So it's in the avir of the Rishus Arabim. So the Chachomim, then it's very reasonable this takone that it has a din of a kamales. But if it is lemailomit, so midraisa it's imokim ptur. So how could this takone Chachomim which should have the yad that is in Mokim Tur should have a status of a kamales wouldn't be reasonable. We have a very good reason, but that would not supply the how, that would only supply the rationale of the why, but it wouldn't supply the rationale of the how. Alright. Now, Gufe, where Rabbi the Barabai, he big Baz Bitanu, he tilled in your days, so kidding, she over the hill of Khatos. In other words, when does it become Mechuy of Khatos only when it's Komu Panel? But if it's not Komu Panel, so then it's not Chayv of Khatos. So is he allowed on Shabbos to be able the Yisrael Rabbonon of Revias Apas in order to be Matzel himself from Mechuy of Khatos? Oy lo yikir. Omer Ravache Barabai El Rabin Eichedon. Ilei Mebishegi, Velo Yitkalei. In other words, when he did it, Bishegi, and he didn't remind himself. In other words, what kind of shady? Either shady because he didn't know that it's Osir to be Eifer on Shabbos, or he forgot it Shabbos. He thought it was Friday, he thought it was Sunday. So, and he didn't remind himself of his mistake. So if he didn't remind himself of his mistake, so he couldn't have any motivation, you know, to be ready. Why should he be ready? Why? So, he will eat Kelly Miley Till, so he will have, he'll never be induced to be ready. So, velo la vida vitka, in other words, he reminded himself of a mistake. He reminded himself that it appears Osam. Or reminded himself that it's Shabbos, it's not Friday. So, so the Shaila is he allowed to be ready to pass in order to be matzah himself from the Chiyuv Chatos? So how can he be? How can he be Mechuyev? How can he be Mechuyev Chatos Mimechayev? V'atnan kol chayov v'chatoyeis in chayov v'inachit et chiloson shgogo v'seifon shgogo. So the old Mechuyev v'chatoyeis, so when is the Chiyuv? If the shgogo, the state of oblivion is coextensive with the whole period of the Aver. Of the Aver. And here, once he reminds himself, before he became Nefe, before it's come upon El, so he's amazed, he's not a Sheilik anymore. He's not a Sheilik anymore. So he won't be Michal. So even if we don't let him be ready to pass, so he will not be Mechuyev Chatos, El will be amazed. Kedem Shiyogu is a skill in the way. In other words, so the Abaye of Rav Bibi is in connection with the case of Yitvik Paz Bitano. Kedem Shiyogu is a Chiyuv skill. So he should say that. So this is what Gemara says. So amazing Kedem Shiyogu is a skill in the way. Omar Rav Shile, no. Leilom Bishay. So then you ask, so how can he say Kedem Shiyogu is a Chiyuv Chatos? So Monav Sheikh, if he reminded himself, so he did not, so there is no Chiyuv Chatos, if he didn't remind himself, so Mimele, he will never be motivated to be ready to pass. In other words, when somebody else is allowed to take out the pass, whether somebody else is allowed to take out the pass. Maske for Rav Sheishe is the Emre Melodom Chatei Kishe Yiske Chavecho. So in other words, in the morning Rav Sheishe is saying that he certainly should not be allowed, there shouldn't be any two alternatives. Why does Rav Bibe have the two alternatives of doubt? Elo Maravashi, Leilom Bimeisi, Leime Kedem Sheyovel Edi Sassir. Rav Achet Rederove Maske for Behebe. Omar Rav Bibe Barabai, Hibit Paz Bitanu, Hitiru lo yodeiso Kedem Sheyove Lidi Yisaskir. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. V'man Hitiru lo Mosik Adayku lo Vili Shoyl Al Kach Velo Di Yidam Hitka Kedem Mafiyem Mi Mechayem Chatos Bafiyos Tchilosa Viseifo Tchilos Hamlochem Viseifo Lo Nidalo Yishkogosei Ad Shemiv Moravera Lacherim Ach Asharo Ach Asharo Ubo Lifoneinu Lishoyl Lyodeiso Kedem Sheyove Chaveinu Yichim Chatos וחיים אומר לרודום, צי וחתי נסקל, כדי שלא נסחי את חבי יכול לשחמור. והגי, סקילה, ובלושים שיתוסה, ולא ידלושים בי, מס נרבה חברית ירוב ומיל סדר רבי. Now, so from this, the more it's משמע לפלוג. Now, you can ask a question. Now, Eife is one of the one test lochis. Whether it's an av or a tomod, it doesn't make any difference, I mean. But it's a meloch of the raise, one of the Ramates meloch. Say, what does Eifa mean? Eifa means you take the dough and you put it in the oven. And then you cause, let's say, after half an hour, it's come upon it. It becomes baked. Suppose someone would put dough on Shabbos, let's say Shkia is, let's say 4:40. Suppose he would put the dough late Shabbos afternoon, 4:39, and then it will be baked. Come upon El, it will be baked. Let's say you have 5:30. It's already Shabbos. Is it chayiv or is not chayiv? So, in other words, the shaila is one thing is clear from this tomorrow, that if a person puts the dough on Shabbos and before it's come upon El, he takes it out from the oven, then it's not chayiv, because then it wasn't even my safir. I mean, afir means baking, not putting dough in an oven. So, but in the case where it is baked, ultimately, but it becomes baked mitzoy Shabbos, not on Shabbos. He put the dough in the oven late afternoon, before Shkia, and it becomes baked mitzoy Shabbos. So the shaila is, the meloche of Eifa consists in the putting of the dough, it's not Nimsheches. Or the Meloche of Eifei is Nimsheches. From the time you put it into, you put the dough into the oven until it's come open out. In the same way, let's say like Zerik, Yudalad Amis Meshusarabi. So let's say, until the Hanoche, let's say the Hanoche takes place 2 minutes after you throw the ball. You see, you throw the ball over a great distance. And then after 2 minutes, it falls down, it drops to the floor. So it's not at the end of 2 or 4 amis, it's at the end of 20 amis, of 50 amis. So then the Maisaviri is certainly Nemsheches. So he is doing the Maisaviri from the time of the Akire until the time of the Anochet. So maybe Afi is also the same thing. When you put the dough, let's say, at 4 o'clock on Shabbos afternoon, and I mean, let's say, when you put the dough, let's say, at 3 o'clock Shabbos afternoon, and then it becomes baked at 4 o'clock, so the Maisaviri is Nimsheches for a whole hour. Or the Maisaviri is done at 3 o'clock when I put the dough in the oven. But of course, if you take it out before it's come for now, so then the whole act is prevented. But if it results in Krimas Ponim Bitano, so then the Maise Meloche consists in the act of putting the dough in the oven, not the, all the time. So there is a machlekes between the Rishash and the Michas Chinuch on that question. Now the Rishash and Simon and Daf Ayin Gimel. Turn to the Rishash is not on our Gemara, but on Daf Ayin Gimel. Daf Ayin Gimel Modal, the Mishnah. So woman who amtes meloches the mishnah emulates is a reya. So he says, af calls marshal in mishra kiman bishodi b'kadidon ay meloches daf samachteres. In other words, if you put seeds in the soil in the ground, so the gemara meloches says that until it becomes rooted in the soil, so it's like a seed that is put in a jar. But bishodi b'kadidon. Because when does the process begin? Or when it becomes rooted? Mikol mokei, kibn dao de izriyosei, ato yishra shachakei, ischai. Kmo yeife vitzele de chai, afal pishe nefe venitzla hakei elu. Vinei, im lo katazera hakeidim shen yishrash, nira lipota, im afreya, al ma shezor, kibn dao nizkai mo machshav. So he says, Now Zereya is one of the meloches. Obviously, when you put seeds in the soil on Shabbos, so the Hashrosha classes will not take place on Shabbos. Because there is a minimum of 14 days, the Gemara says, for the Hashrosha to take effect. So the question arises, this is what disturbed the Rishash. How can one be chayav mishum zereya? Now the Gemara in Menoche says that until the Hashrosha takes place, it's commanded on Abachat. It's like a seed that is lying in a jar, in water. So, and the Hashrosha cannot take place until 14 days later, then it's not Shabbos. And even if it would happen, well, it will never be Shabbos, I mean. But suppose it will be on the 15th day, all right? 14 days later, it probably means it's less. So in the Haname, it will take place on Shabbos, but that's another Shabbos. That's another Shabbos. So how can he be chayev? So, but all he did, he put seeds in a jug with water. So this is what bothered. So he says, af al af in af. Calls man shall nishash, kiman shall be chadidom, mikomo kim kim dal in Israel seyato, nishor shahake in chay. So in Achaname, if let's say it will not result in any yashoshe, then he will not. He says, this is what Rashi says, that if let's say you put seeds in the soil on Shabbos, and then that doesn't result in any yashoshe, let's say Sunday morning you take out the seeds, so it doesn't result in any yashoshe. So then his premise is that he's fine. Because that's not Zriye. What did he do? In final analysis, he put seeds in a jug. But the jug had to be the soil itself. So his premise is that if somebody will put seeds in the soil on Shabbos and then Sunday morning they'll take it out, thereby precluding the possibility of Ashkoshe, so it will be determined that he did not perform any act of Zriya at all. But if he doesn't take it out, if he doesn't take it out on Sunday, and it's capable of culminating in Ashkoshe, so Mimele, the act of putting the seeds in the soil, this is the act of Zriya. This is the accuracy. He says, "Mikomokin kindal v'izriyosi ato yishore shachakei chayim moyei fevitzei ledechayim v'afal pi shenefer v'nitzla hachakei meila." And his premise is, and then he says at the end, "Umizem nirali yichaynoei fevishabes." The last line, "Yichaynoei fevishabes imchashei chachayim avdei mishu shetigomer afiyosim v'yeh." So in other words, so he takes it, he considers it a double portion. That if somebody will put dough in the oven on Shabbos afternoon, 1 minute before Shkia, and it will be baked late Mitzoy Shabbos, he'll be chayim. Be chayim. Why? Because he just likes the reya. The act of afia is not in Sheches. All the time, from the time you put the dough in the oven until it is come upon el. The act of the afiyah consists exclusively in the initial moment when you put the dough in the oven. But it's contingent upon the krinovitam. So if he takes it out before it's komponel, so then the act was not, the act of putting is not an act of afiyah. But if he doesn't take it out before it's komponel and it culminates in krinas komponel, so then the act of putting the dough, he is an act of afiyah. And the same thing is true, the same thing is true of Zriyeh. So Zriyeh, so if, let's say, somebody will put seeds in the soil on Shabbos, and Sunday or Monday he'll take it out, so then it's determined retroactively that there was no act of Zriyeh. But if he doesn't take it out, and ultimately it culminates in Ash Hoshe, so Mimele, the act of putting the seeds, that's the act of Zriyeh. This is it. So in other words, now, I ask the Shire, whether Afiyah, so is like Zeirich, Mitchilas Dalet, we say Dalet, so the Tzoye is an act, Hanim Shechetz, is a Pula Hanim Shechetz, or Afiyah, so the whole Meloche consists in the act of putting the dough into the oven. But the Krim Bitanu is only at night. It's contingent upon the ultimate Kriyabitamo. But if ultimately it is called upon the Abitamo, so then the Pule, the Maisa Avere, can see just in the act of putting the dough in the Tamo. It's not in Pulanim Shechetz. So what does the Risha say? That it's not in Pulanim Shechetz. It's not in Maisa Avere that is in Shechetz. It's done at the moment when you put the dough in the tank. The Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Ches, so he says, he doesn't mention the Rishash, even though he was in a position to see the Rishash. Maybe he didn't see it, or maybe he just didn't care to mention it. He says that it's in the Poshut, that by Pas Bitanu, so it's a nice avera hanim shechetz. Mimele, he mentioned it. Suppose he puts the dough in the tano a minute before shkia and it becomes baked after Shabbos, so of course he's not chayef. It's not chayef in the same way if somebody will throw a ball, let's say in Rosh Hasharabim, just a few seconds before shkia, and the hanocha will take place after shkia, so he'll not be chayef. Because there it's a Pulanim Shechetz. So Afiyah is also in Maisa Avera Hanim Shechetz. And his Raya is from our Gemara. Because our Gemara says that if he's ready to pass before it's come upon El, so then he's put there, so it's a raya that it's not the mindset of putting the door in the tunnel in the place where by itself it will ultimately result in a fear. But the Maisaveri consists in the process of Beit. So he is considered to do the Maisaveri all the time, even when by itself it is come upon every time. This is what Somemele says in regard to Zereya. Zereya certainly is not an Ipulan Mshaches, because if Zereya had been Ipulan Mshaches, so no Zereya could be Mechuyah, because the Ashkosha always takes place. The Ashkosha always takes place 14 days later, and there is a Meloche of Zereya. So obviously, the Meloche of Zereya consists not in the whole process that takes place by itself, but in the act of putting the seeds in the sand, in the soil. So Memele, he comes to the conclusion that even if the one who put the seeds in the soil on Shabbos, on Sunday morning or Monday morning, he would take it out, he still would be Mechuyah. Because he did an act that by itself has to culminate in Zeruah. So then he did an act later on Sunday whereby he frustrated. He frustrated, you know, that act. But that act by itself tended to culminate in Zriyah, an ultimate Zriyah. So Memele, that was the Maisa Avele, so it's higher even if he takes out the seeds on Sunday morning. The Mechaskinuch says, in Mitzvah Reisarichas. Now, so in other words, though there is a machlekes between the Rishash and the Mechaskinuch, what is the essence of the Meloche of Eife? According to the Rishash, so the Meloche of Eife consists in the act of putting it in the tunnel, even if he puts it a minute before Shkia Shabbos afternoon, and the Afia takes place, and the Krim Bitano takes place, Mitzvah Shabbos is still higher. And according to Mechas Chinuch, it's a Pula Nimshachas. It's a Maisavir Nimshachas. Now, with look from our Gemara, we can be patient that it's like the Mechas Chinuch, because the Gemara is the Kashi. Velo Avdi David Kami Mechayev Vatnam Kol Chayov Echatoiz Eno Chayov In Machit Itchiloso Nishgogo Viseipo Nishgogo. So if we say like the Mechas Chinuch, we can understand the Gemara's Kashi. Then the Maisa Avera is a Maisa Avera and Mshaches. Bashein came, if we say like the Rishash, so what bearing does this Halokhe of Tchiloson Shgogo Viseifon Shgogo have here? Here it was Tchiloson Shgogo Viseifon Shgogo. Because when he reminded himself, it was after the termination of the Maisa Avera. But he has a way of frustrating it. Of frustrating the act, but of defeating the act, but the Maisa Avera terminated already. So with Luke, it's a raya brure. So if there hadn't been any rayas from certain rishonim in accordance with the premise of the rishash, so then we would say, all right, the Mechaskinuch is right, and that's all. But it seems to me that on that question there is a machlokes hashem. So Memele, so how can anyone say that the like the Rishash, that the Maisa Avera consists in the act of putting the door in the oven? So then we are muchach to say, even though I wouldn't say it, that the halacha of kol chayov echatoyis and chayov in machit chiloson shgogo v'seifin shgogo does not only imply that if he's niskar, he becomes amazing after the termination of the before the expiration, the termination of the maisaver. So mele there is no chatos. But even if he becomes amazing after the termination of the Maisa Avera as such, but there is a certain night upon which the Maisa Avera, the consummation of the Avera is contingent, and if it becomes amazing before this contingency takes effect, So he's not considered chilos on Misei Yeshva. I mean, I wouldn't say it Misei Yeshva. But according, if we assume like the Rishash, then we have to say it. Because the Gemara applies the aloche of chilos on Shgogo, Misei on Shgogo, to a case where he becomes amazing before it's come upon him. And according to the Rishash, it's already after the termination of the Maisavere. Still, this aloha has application. So, according to the Rishash, it's mukhach from this Gemara, even though it wouldn't be mistaber if we didn't have such a shita. So, it wouldn't be mistaber, but according to the Rishash, it's mukhach from this Gemara, that even if one becomes amazing after the termination of the Maisei Avera as such, but prior to the termination of that contingency upon which the Maisei Avera is dependent. So Mimele, he's not Chayim Chavos. That's how it's much. But of course, if we say like the Mechaschino, so then the Gemara is very posh. Alright. Now, Rashi's Loshen is, Tchiloso Viseifo, Tchilas Hamelocho Viseifo, Loinina Loish Gogosei, Achenig Miravet. So from Rashi's Loshen is Mashma, not like the Rishash. In other words, that the Haloche of Tchiloso Viseifo only implies that if he becomes amazing before the Gemara Aveir, but if he becomes amazing after the Gemara Aveir, but before the Gemara of the contingency upon which the Maisa Avere is dependent, then not. Then it has no application. Alright. So in other words, so we have to say, according to Rashi, like the Mechaschiloch. Like the Mechaschiloch. Right, now let's see. Tesis Esekash. Velo de Adavit Kam, Mimechai. Teime, the Lishane, Eime, the Shane, Eime, the Isachatos. Kidikoma, the Samuch, Kidim Shayoga, the Isaskil. So what's the Gemara's kashe? What's the Gemara's kashe? Well, the Adavitka. So he's not mechoyev. Fine, he's not mechoyev. But Abimus Abayi is whether he's allowed, to be ready to pass in order to be matzul himself from a nizer of chatos. Not in order whether he's allowed to be matzul himself from chatos. I mean, why is that important? Whether he'll bring a chatos or not, it's just a question of a zuz or two. That's all. I mean, the important thing is whether he's allowed to be ready to pass in order to save himself from the Yisrael, from the Maisa Veire. So Memele, true, if he becomes cognizant of his Aveire, so then he doesn't bring a chatos anymore. But that my Savir is just the same, on the contrary, it will be Mohammed because partly he was amazing. It wasn't shaking all the time. That's his cash. Now the Ramban gives it Eretz in that cash. That Ramban has to do with the discussion of the other cases, all right, but Ikeni Kasha. Ilay ne Bishedi Gulitka, Le Manikil, Ikeni Kasha, Dilma de Hose Nish Viamala Riday. So yes, another Kasha. In other words, why couldn't the Gemara say Limanitil? So in other words, so he wouldn't be motivated, he wouldn't be induced even to be ready to pass. So that, in other words, so Shalim Mitzias. I mean, so in other words, it will not be relevant. So the problem will never be relevant, because if as long as he doesn't become cognizant of his mistake, so then he will not be induced, will not become motivated to be ready to pass. So we could more could say, suppose someone who is cognizant saw it and he wants him, you know, to to save himself, Ruvain wants Shimon, that Shimon should save himself from the Avere. So Ruvain says to Shimon, listen, be ready to pass. And Shimon, because he's an obedient fellow, so I'm gonna do it. He wants to do it. So, and he has the Shaila Shimon. So the Shaila is, should we tell him you're allowed to do it or not? Vikri Kasha Luwait. So that's one Kasha. Then there's another Kasha. Vikri Kasha Luwait. Dilma Aira Bihizi Bilab. Bishoga Bikor as the Hoshev Shgok. That's a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and the Shlokish. And for God. But the Aloha is like Rabbi Yechanan. That even if one knows that it's also have to be Mechal Shabbos, but he doesn't know that there is a Chiyuv Kores for Chil Shabbos, so then he finds out that there is a Chiyuv Kores, so he's Mechuyev to bring the Chatos. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says. So in Meile we could say, when the Gemara asks, in other words, so the Gemara could say, we ask the child in connection with someone who knows that it's also a Beite, but he doesn't know that there is a Chiyuv of Kores, and then he asks whether it's all right for him to be ready to pass. The Chosh Gorokim will come to the Kavod. So the Ramban gives two tourists. Vinire, he says, Vinire, the Laf Kushi Rukva. Now, I mean, the two terutzim are in the next piece of the Ramban. All right. Vinire the Laf Kushi Rukva. The Mashmalei, the Mishum Chiyuv Chatos Dafki Itirolei. Viloi Mishum Yoseli the Chiyuv Shabbos. Uchshemidin Lei Mino Yisea. The Oz Lekes Su Chiyuv Chates Behemes Oseli Vyotis. Vinkei, given the idea she is chiyuv chatos, vein idea rak mechiyuv lav, eich yodeise. Vigam kishemidin lei, eich yemro lei, ridei, given the lekes so chiyuv chatos, hariosol el yodeis, uchshemitaritz ashaz bimeizin, vitone shol yom nisaskile, ho adin biit kia oib shabam. So what's the Ramban's teretz? The Ramban's teretz is, so of course, with the same teretz, we can answer Tezos Kashi. Even though, the Ramban's two kashes are not the same as these kashes, but the same teretz can be teretz and this kashe as well. So in other words, so what's the Ramban's teretz? That the reason is why the Gemara doesn't say Kedim Rabbi Ben means Kedim Shiyomim the Yisa Chiyuv Chatos, it doesn't mean Chiyuv Chatos, and the reason is why the Gemara doesn't mention the case of Chozi Inche Vamrele Ridei, or the reason is why the Gemara doesn't mention the case of Fizi Bilav Shogun the Chorus, and then he asks the Shaila, am I allowed to be Redes or so that I shouldn't, so that retroactively I wouldn't be violating the Yisrael of Afiyah, the Melocha of Afiyah. So because the alternative in Abinus Abaye was maybe for the purpose of preventing a Chiyuv of Chatos is allowed to be ready. But for the but if there is no problem with Chatos, a Chatos is not mechuyev to bring anyway, or is not going to bring because he doesn't know. So then, if there is the Chachomim will certainly will not matter him in order to preclude the consummation of Imloch. Now that doesn't make sense. I mean, why? So in other words, so the prevention of Imais Avere is not important enough, you know, to justify the Avere of Ridias Apas. The Avere of Ridias Apas. But to prevent a Chiyuv Chatos, that does justify. I mean, that doesn't make sense. I mean, what is a Chatos? It's a question of Ibala, or maybe less. I mean, it doesn't make sense. So what does the Ramban mean? So he says, Mishum Chiyuv Chatos Dafki Yitirei, V'loi Mishum Dozel Yechilol Shabbos. Uchshemidilim Yizos, like it's a Chiyuv Chatos, oh, he doesn't have to spend any money. Why should the Chachomim be Matir Yisuri in order to prevent it? And he says, it doesn't make sense. And then, but let's see the second Ramban. But before we go to the second Ramban, we must go over, even though in only a superficial way, the next day's facade. Otherwise, it will be difficult to understand the Ramban. V'cheimrim lo'odom chatein, b'shvil shel yizkeh chaveiro. V'hodo omar, v'v'chol me'arvin, Rebbe Sobal Nichalim Lichove Rebbe Nisura Kule Rebbe Damore Tisura Rabbe. So there we have a machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe's father, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Suppose a chover in the case where a chover told an amoretz, say vasei a kalkala or shal peresa, a basket of peres. Not a say, not he didn't say vasei. I mean he just say lakate, kalkala mi peresa. Go and be me lakate, a basket of tenesai, of my figs. He didn't say asei. Now, so the shaila is, so there is a machlekes. So the chover said to an amoretz. Reuven is a chover and Shimon is an amoretz. So Reuven said to Shimon, "Say we lakeit kalkelo mitenisa." And then Levi, another chover, so was shemeya. He heard it. Now, so the shaila is whether Levi. Sefer b'chover ha'shomer l'amoretz b'chover achar shem. So Rebbe says oise chover eichem v'nitzorich la'aseh divade yisur ma'aseru ha'u chover kam yilu. So the other chover Levi who heard that is allowed to eat from this basket of pears of day. But maybe he wasn't Me'aseya, maybe he wasn't Me'aseya, Ruvay. The answer is, Chazoke al chover shemilitzin tachasimadei v'vashini misufa. So as long as he is in a position, he is able to be Me'aseya, so Ruvay in the chover will certainly be Me'aseya. But there is a problem. There is an issue of being Me'aseya shalom in Amuki. And in other words, in order to be allowed to take off Me'aseya, so you have to have the parents before you. And that chover does not have these parents before him. Reuven does not have the parents before him. So how can it be Ma'aseh? So Rebbe says that Reuven is allowed to take off Ma'aseh. Why? Because since Reuven told Shimon, the Amoretz. Reuven the chover told Shimon the Amoretz. Say Vilakim. Kalkola mitatenisai in tenisai. So Mimele, so he knows that Shimon no capability, he will partake of these bears. He told him, go and gather. So Shimon no capability will try to eat of those bears. So Mimele, and if Reuven will not be Maiseya, so he'll be Machshil, Shimon and Amoretz. So even though in order to prevent Shimon the Amoretz from eating tevel, so he'll have to be aveir the iser of being maaser shalom in amukeh. So Rebbe holds michal lechover the levet who is sure clearly the levet Amoretz is sure rabbi. So it's not a question of michal lechover. You see, it's not something. It's not a matter of taste. In other words, Rebbe holds that Reuven the chover is allowed al pedin to be able of the Iser of being Me'aseh Shalom in Amukev in order to prevent Shimon the Amoretz from eating tevel. Of course, the Iser of eating tevel is much more humble, much more serious than the Iser of being Terem Shalom in Amukev, of being Me'aseh Shalom in Amukev, of being Terem Shalom in Amukev. So, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no. That Levi the chover is not allowed to eat of those pears unless he himself takes off ma'aseh, and he cannot rely on the fact that Reuven the chover certainly took off ma'aseh, because how can Reuven the chover? Rav Shimon Gamliel says, how can Reuven the chover take off ma'aseh? He'll be even an iser of terem shalom in amuke, but it's necessary, it's indispensable for the minyas or iser of eating tevel on the part of Shimon and Amoretz. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says. Rav Shimon says, "Nichal lechover the levet amoretz isure rabe v'iyu afil isure kulel lev." In other words, there is a machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. There is a machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel as whether it is muter for lechover to do a nisakal in order to prevent the amoretz from doing a nisachomo. Rebbe says that it's muter. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says it's osur. And we pasken like Rebbe. We pasken like Rebbe because halachic Rebbe mechaber even against his own father, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. So that means that the halacha is that nichal lechover the lemez is sure kulei, kidei shal lebe the amoretz is sure rabbe. So this is contrary to this din that the Gemara mentions here. V'chaim u'modem hafeki shiniz k'rabeicho. Here it's only a nisal rabbonon, which is relatively cow. And the other fellow, if he is not even a nisal rabbonon, so will be v'yir a nisal raise, chil shabbos. That's the discussion. Vod omad chom ha'arav yin rabbi somad nichol chom ha'lev nisoy kwile, lev namoretz yisoy rabbi, hosom kini shalich ha'amoretz tevel ha'al yodeh. יאמר במריח קלקוב שלטני מפינוס אבל לא חשב מעשה ניסה על יודי אינים לחתי אף אם ניסה קל שבו מחווי עוד ניסה חום so in other words over there so why will Shimon Am Horetz be there in Issa Kal whose fault will it be it will be the fault of Ruvin the Chomer because he gave him he told him Malay Kalkala me Pereza so in other words he will be the Machshe so in Mele in the case where the Issachar of another Jew was caused by me, so then I am allowed to be the Issachomor, I'm sorry, where the Issachomor of another Jew was caused by me, by my own act, so I am allowed to be even an Issachar in order to prevent the Issachomor of the other Jew who are doing it because of me. Because of me. So, Mashein came here, so the Reuven is not at fault for Shimon's affair. Shimon is at fault for his affair, for putting the door in the town. This is what he said. Ve'im yavivod, afiu madvik atzmei, ein lifshe kishom lehatya, vihosom adayim v'nase o isa, u'mutev sheyase isa kal, v'lo yase isa chomer al yod. Aval hoche amayse shel isa, kvo nase, u'mimele yidmei, lo yase, afiu isa kal v'yadayim. So the question is, in other words, you see, what's the pshat in this case? But this says, because also I'm over there on the Morin Erevim, so the Amhoretz, if you'll be Tevel, whose fault will it be? So it will be the fault of the Chover. So mainly because of that, Rebbe says, and that's the way Paschal, that the Chover is allowed to be by Nisakal in order to prevent the Isachomu of the Amhoretz. Mashiach Gnei, it will not be the fault. So what difference does it make? His fault or it's not his fault? I mean, what difference does it make? So apparently, you see, the Chafetz Chaim has a shayla. The Chafetz Chaim wrote a wonderful small kuntres for soldiers, Machmir Yisrael. It should be translated into English. With certain variations, I mean, instead of mentioning the Tsarist regime, so we should mention the American government. Otherwise, I mean, no American soldier will be induced, you know, to look into it. But it's a wonderful sefer for the Jewish soldiers who served in the Tsarist army. So there he has a shayla. Now, of course, in the Tsarist army, so soldiers were told to work on Shabbos, and they couldn't, you know, be relieved of that. So it was because nefesh. They if they refused to work on Shabbos, they would have been court-martialed. That was real because nefesh. Mm-hmm. So it's mud. So the Chofetz Chaim advises the soldiers that they should be good boys and they should do more work in the army than they are told to. So they'll get the goodwill of the superior officers. So maybe they'll be able, you know, to get excused from working on Shabbos. So then he says, then he asks, he raises a question. Suppose the superior officer asks for volunteers on Friday night to go marching, let's say, for 10 miles. That involves a miser officier chutz litchum. According to the Rambam, so yesam yidreis meal is around the rice. And Shabbos. But the superior officer doesn't force any Jewish soldier to do it. He asks for volunteers. And there is a Jewish soldier who wants to know whether he's allowed to volunteer. If he volunteers, so then next morning he will not be forced to do kitchen work, cooking, baking, all kinds of things, washing again, and so on. I mean, the ordinary routine work that the soldiers were forced to do every Shabbos morning.